Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Danielle Brisebois in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Archie descends the stairs in bare feet.
Edith, where the hell are you?
He finds her making breakfast.
Will you look at me here? And no socks on my 2 feet. Now, where the hell are beautiful new socks that Gloria bought me out in California? You know them three-color ones with the diamonds there, the Yorga rolls?
They're in your socks. Drawer.
They ain't there. They ain't nowhere. Geez, the first time in 30 years I want to wear a different color pair of socks. And there they are, up there, gone.
Okay, now come on, sit down and eat your breakfast.
In bare feet. In bare feet, this is a home in Queens. It ain't a wigwam on a Mohawk reservation.
Edith nudges Archie into his seat and tucks a napkin in his shirt.
Pulling and pushing me again. When did I lose command over you?
It's your Danish and I'll get your toes.
What is this stuck to the bottom of my foot here?
He lifts his foot.
What is that, mouse tooties again?
She grips his ankle to study his foot, then picks something off.
It's a raisin from yesterday's raisin.
She drops it and stamps on it.
What was that, a roach?
I can't tell no more.
Edith washes her hands.
Well, you know what I read in the papers, Edith? The paper says we're going to get more of them damn things in this country now that Carter made friends with the chinks.
Edith returns to frying eggs.
You probably didn't look for your socks in the right place. Did you look in the top drawer?
Certainly I looked in the top drawer.
Well, they ain't in the top drawer. I got a system. See,
Hold it. It's just gonna take long.
I put your hankies in the top drawer, just like I done for the last 30 years.
Will you tell me why the whole world has put hankies in the top drawer?
Because your nose is higher than your neck. I put your shirts in the drawer underneath because your shirts is under your neck. And I put your undershirts in the drawer under that because you wear your undershirts under your shirt. And I put your drawers in the bottom drawer because you wear them on your cute little bottom.
Archie holds his head.
Here's your eggs, not too runny. You're my sweetheart and I'm your honey.
Let me tell you something there, my honey. I don't know nothing about this system of yours, but all I know is that lately a lot of stuff has been disappearing from this house.
He waves his fork and a chunk of egg flies onto Edith's lap. She picks it up, hesitates, then stuffs it in her mouth.
You know, it's like you've been ripped off there or something. You know what else is gone? You know my little box where I keep all my little war memorials there?
Yeah.
I got my sharpshooter's badge there, my good conduct medal, my Purple Heart, and a hunk of crowd shrapnel that the medics took out of my bus. Now, who would love that besides you and me?
Lately, my egg time has been missing, too.
But wasn't I looking at that little box just the other night? Yeah, I was in by the coffee table there, wasn't I, huh?
In the living room, Archie gets a flashlight.
They'll turn up.
They ain't gonna turn up unless we look for them. If we don't look for them, they ain't gonna turn up.
I'll start looking for them.
I wonder where the hell I could have put them.
He searches the couch.
What are you looking there for? for?
Oh, Edith, we gotta look all over the house for little valuables like this. Here, you take this. Look under the sofa there, see? Because when I bend over, I get a ringing in my ears.
Edith shines the flashlight in his ear.
Will you stop that? Do what I tell you. Look under the sofa there. Little valuables like that, they can be sucked right up into your hoover. Come on.
Here's your socks, Uncle Archie.
Good. Give me them.
Daffy, hurry up. Don't stand around talking or you'll be late for school. Bye-bye.
Don't worry, I'll make it. Bye.
Hey, kiddo, I want you to ask one of your teachers something for me today.
What?
Well, what I want to know is, do cockroaches come over to this country on the big ships, or do they fly nowadays?
I think the American ones were born here.
Don't be fresh. Remember going to school, what I always tell you. The world outside of that door is up to no good. So you walk fast to school, or you run if you can. And you don't look neither to the left or to the right there. Unless you're crossing the street, see? And don't ever talk to strangers, unless you're sure you know them very well. Now, am straight.
Bye, Uncle Archie.
Bye.
On her way out, Stephanie spots the flashlight and furtively takes it with her. In the kitchen.
There, she's gone. Hey. Do you ever get sad that we couldn't have more kids of our own?
Edith reflects.
Oh, yeah, I used to. But we were so happy with Gloria, and then along came Mike, and then along came Joey, and now we got Steffi.
We ain't got her, Edith. She ain't ours. And I wish you wouldn't keep telling her that she's going to be here forever, because she ain't.
And I wish you wouldn't keep telling her that she ain't, because if her father don't come back, then she is. And if she is, then we shouldn't keep telling her that she ain't, because she might. And it would make her very nervous.
Not half as nervous as your conversation makes me. Damn that telephone. If it's anybody but me, tell them I'm out buying myself a headstone.
Hello? Yeah, this is Mrs. Bunker.
Who is it?
Mr. Ruskin?
No.
It's Mr. Ruskin, Steffi's principal from school.
Tell him to put the prayers back into the classroom.
Left a little late this morning. I guess you better start school without it.
What?
Yeah. Yes, sure. We will. Goodbye.
Don't stand there like a monument. What?
Mr. Ruskin wants to talk to us about Steffi. He says you and me gotta go to school today.
You and me gotta go to school? Come on, will you? Get back on the horn and tell Mr. Bugskin there.
Ruskin.
Whatever. That I escaped from grade school in 1936 and I ain't never going back.
Later, they enter an office where a black man in a suit types.
We're in the wrong room, here.
Mr. Ruskin?
Yes?
I thought the principal of this school was a white guy by the name of Bodenheim.
He was, but he was transferred to a school in Bay Ridge.
Well, this is my husband, Mr. Bunker.
How do you do?
Mrs. Bunker. We talked on the phone.
Oh, yes, you're here about Stephanie Mills. Yes. Won't you sit down?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Squeezing between the two chairs, they get stuck. Archie wiggles his way through. They sit, and Mr. Ruskin faces them.
This is very difficult for me. I'm having some regulatory problems.
What was it you wanted to see us about?
He presents a scarf and gloves.
These things belong to Stephanie's teacher, Mrs. Hirsch. They were found in Stephanie's desk.
What are you trying to tell us, that
our little kid heisted this junk off of some teacher?
It looks that way.
Not all. Our little kid's an angel.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, things disappear in this world, you know. What does that mean? Hey, even in my own home, I had a little box there of war memorials, and I couldn't find this thing.
Archie's face drops, and Edith frets. Edith returns home, deep in thought, shutting the door behind her. She slowly opens it again to Archie, who stares in annoyance. Edith glances behind her, puzzled.
Didn't you come in with me?
Archie peers inside.
I don't think so, Edith. Yes. It's a hell of a disgrace, ain't it, huh?
Jeez.
I can't believe it.
Well, there's no sense denying it now, Edith. It's true. And it's all because of the kind of family that child comes from. I ain't gonna say whose. I just look at the party and whistle.
He whistles at Edith.
God, when I think of that crowd over in Jersey, that bunch of losers, lushes, and loonies.
But no thieves.
Oh, no thieves? What the hell are you talking about? What about your nephew, Danny? The one the cops told never to come back to Nutley. Yeah, the one they called Danny the Dope. The most stupidest steep in the annuals of crime. Stole everything he could lay his hands on, but nothing he could ever use. They finally collared him after he stole a wooden leg off a veteran.
Oh, he was gonna give that back.
Yeah, but not the long after the poor man hopped away into the sunset.
Archie, Steffi ain't no thief. She's a good girl. If she really took them things, then something must be bothering her. Maybe it's something awful that happened way back when she was a little girl.
Yeah, you know, you may be right at that, Edith. Of course, you know, we learned a lot about them things lately from Sigmund Freud and TV. And you know your way to handle that thing, you see. You take the child there in a quiet time, and you say to her, "Don't do that no more."
And what if the child keeps on doing it?
Then you hit her.
Oh, no.
Sure, Rita. Listen, if you can't grasp all I just told you there, it's only because you ain't as close to the mind of a child as me.
We gotta hear her side.
Sure, we gotta hear her side. But first, Edith, we gotta search her room.
Oh, no, Archie, no. Little girls don't like grown-ups snooping in their private things. They got letters and diaries and secrets from the world. Archie, we gotta trust her. No, Archie, don't, please. Come on. I ain't gonna let you.
Edith!
No!
Edith sits on the stairs, then sprawls out.
Get out of here!
Going up there.
Well, I'm gonna call the neighbors in and have them take a look at this.
Edith rises, then sprawls again to block him.
All right, I'm going.
No, I can't.
Oh, please, huh? Don't make me jump over you there. I might land short.
I don't care.
Edith, I'm going to go down the cellar, I'm going to get out the ladder, and I'm going to get in through one of the upstairs windows.
I'll lock all the windows.
That ain't going to stop me. I'll smash all of them windows, Edith. There's only one way you can stop me. If you beat me to that cellar door and you lock in the ladder.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait a minute, Archie.
Archie starts away. When Edith runs past him, he scoots back to the stairs. She pursues him up into Stephanie's bedroom.
No, don't go.
We're going to do this. That's all this fool.
It ain't fair, Tom.
Fair is what works.
He pulls out a suitcase.
I'm going to
see what's in this. You should be looking in the other drawers and under the bed or something there. Now, let me see what's in here.
They find a pair of men's Argyle socks and a half dozen other items.
Just look at that.
Edith holds her chest.
There they are, the Argyle socks, see? Straight in California, made in Taiwan. Yeah. There's your reg timer there, eh? Yeah. Look at this. A clothespin. She takes after her cousin Danny. Yeah, eh? There's my little box of war memorials. Jeez. Well, Edith, that proves it, huh? Our little angel's got sticky wings.
We're up here, Steffi. Archie, please remember she's only a little girl.
Well, so was Ma Barker once.
Ready for lunch?
Stephanie bounds in, then notices her open suitcase on the bed and purses her lips. Archie and Edith study her gravely. She races downstairs, Edith and Archie in pursuit. She freezes in the living room.
Don't let her go out the back. All right. Now, I got you now. I'm going to be fair to you. I'm going to listen to your side of this story. But first, I'm going to hit you. Come on. Yes.
No, don't interfere.
Edith. I'm going to wallop her hiney until it looks like two jack flags.
They tug Stephanie between them.
Listen to Aunt Edith.
No.
Oh, now you're doing the wrong thing. You're doing the wrong thing here, Edith. All right, go ahead. Use women. Use are running away with the world. You're going to miss her someday.
Stephanie sits with Edith.
Steffi, why did you take them things?
I don't know.
Mr. Ruskin, your principal called us to school today. Why did you take them things from Mrs. Hirsch? Don't you like her?
I love Mrs. Hirsch.
Well, you certainly don't love us.
I do, too.
Then why did you do the things you'd done?
I was gonna give them back.
What was you doing, borrowing them?
To remember you by.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Uncle Archie keeps saying I'm not going to be with you for long.
I never said that. And you shouldn't have been spying on me.
Steffi, we ain't going to send you away from here ever.
Oh, hold it, Edith. Jeez, what if her old man comes back?
Steffi, if your father comes back, would you like to go live with him?
Stephanie averts her gaze.
Maybe for a little visit.
Edith glances at Archie, then shakes her head.
Well, you can stay here as long as you want.
Not after she's married. I had enough of son-in-laws living under this roof.
As long as you're with us, you're our little girl.
Edith hugs her, kissing her head.
But you gotta promise me one thing. You gotta take them things back to Mrs. Hirsch and tell her you're sorry. And you gotta promise me that you'll never take nothing that don't belong to you ever again. Will you do that?
I promise.
That's a good girl,
that's all. You ain't gonna do nothing more to her?
Edith flaps her hand dismissively.
Don't give me this here. I ain't gonna let her off the hook that easy. She done wrong, and she gotta be punished for doing wrong. Now, you stand by for punishment, eh? Hey, for the next 2 weeks, no out after school. No out at all. And you find yourself having fun at something, stop it.
Edith whispers in Stephanie's ear.
And the next thing, Edith, what are you saying? What are you saying there?
Nothing.
For the first week, no television at all. And after the second week, and this is going to be rough, educational TV only. I know that's pretty strong medicine there. But you got to pay the price for what you've done.
Edith strokes Stephanie's hair and whispers again.
And then, Edith, what are you saying there, Edith, huh?
Nothing.
For the next 3 weeks, no delicious foods to eat. Remember that, the 2 years. You only eat the terrible food that's good for you. No tasties, no, nothing like that. No candy, no ice cream, no pies, nothing. Now, come on, Edith, let's not punish ourselves. Why? We gotta have our own lunch. Look at the time. I gotta get down to the joint.
Archie sits at the table.
And one more thing. Come over here, kiddo, huh?
Edith nods encouragingly, and Stephanie tentatively approaches Archie.
Come here. Now listen to me, huh? Stop worrying. I wouldn't turn you loose for nothing.
Stephanie meets Archie's tender gaze. They kiss, then hug. Archie rocks her in his arms. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Mel Tolkien and Larry Rhine. Story editors Larry Rhine and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Schiller and Bob Weisskopf. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake. Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Davis Roberts, Mr. Ruskin. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1979, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production.
All in the Family was played to a studio audience for live responses.
Sony Pictures Television.